Good evening, everyone. This is the Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Sriram here as our co-host today. And this episode is about the Into the Future. It is the second episode in this format, and we are going to discuss about the crime section in this episode. So, Sriram, the first question I want to ask you is that in the future, so like in 3 to 4 decades, consider in the advanced technological world, do you think all these physical crimes like thefts and robbery will increase, or do you think it will prolong, or do you think it will decrease in the future?
So, Krishna, to give you an answer, I don't think there will be a very big increase in terms of the actual crimes. I think it is still going to be relatively the same, because even though we get a very large amount of cases, very physical cases, just murder, bribery, etc., I don't think there is going to be a big spike in some of these physical crimes or some of these crimes like murder and robbery, etc. It's just because of the fact that I think people are going to be more and more progressive. People are going, basically, everybody is going to have good standard of education. So I think more people are going to be very well aware of the things which they do, or the way they act in their surroundings or in any kind of society, for example. So I don't think there is going to be a big spike in these kinds of cases murder and etc. So I don't think there should be a very big increase, and the cases should stay relatively the same. But even though there may be a lot of factors, I still feel that there won't be a big increase in cases like these. Yeah.
So considering the future, if you see in 4 to 5 decades, the main crime we have in our society in India, mainly considering Indian society, is that we are facing a very big crime of rape. So the numbers of rapes and its crime is actually increasing day by day. Its percentage is increasing.
Yeah.
So like, considering the future generation, do you think all these rape cases will decrease, or do you think it will actually increase in the advanced world?
Personally speaking, Krishna, I think some of these cases will definitely increase. I think we can definitely see a spike in some of these cases, especially the rape cases, because even right now we generally have a very exponential increase in the rape cases every single day, and some of it is only reported, most of it stays unreported also, which is very bad. And probably in the near future, we'd probably find more and more cases, we'd probably detect more of it, but I think we cannot reduce the actual number, even though we may have stricter laws at that point of time. But I do feel the number of cases, rape cases especially, are going to increase. And as long as there is this big change in humans' mentality, or as long as people kind of have a shift in their psychological thinking ways, I don't think there is going to be an end to rape in any way. So I think in the future it is definitely going to increase, especially in India, because obviously in India the rape cases are extremely very, very high these days, and is also increasing. So we can definitely expect it to increase in the future also. Also, people may argue stating that the laws might be stricter, or maybe there may be stringent laws in the future, but I think that is not going to stop some of these rapists or some of these serial killers especially, because I think there is always going to be people like that in our society. There is always going to be these people who are kind of like outcast. People are always going to do things like this. So to give an answer to the question, yes, definitely there will be an increase in rape, especially in India. I'm not sure about the global statistics as of yet. I can't predict them also. But I can say with pretty a fair amount of certainty that they'll definitely increase in India. Yep.
So, also speaking about rape, don't you think the government and the society will come up with a better precautionary measure for women to go out in public places independently?
Yeah, that is true, Krishna. I think the government definitely can bring, or will bring, a lot of initiatives in the future. I do have a lot of high hopes for it. I can definitely imagine a time, or at least imagine a point in India where women can actually go around freely in the night time. We can basically they don't need to kind of worry about a lot of things which they kind of worry about right now. But I don't imagine the actual number of cases reducing, or rather I don't see an actual future for India in terms of reducing rape cases, because I think it have to be started from like a very young age, because obviously it has to start from school age, because obviously that's where kind of like our mind is kind of deviated, or rather that's where our mind generally gets flawed, because we kind of get used to a lot of these unusual experiences, and sometimes that is where our mind kind of falters, or rather kind of fails. So I think even though the laws might be stricter, I think to actually reduce this, or rather to bring an actual reduction to the number of cases, I think it has to start from the school days. So if the education standard, or maybe if the government kind of brings more stricter initiatives, any kind of stricter policies, there may be a small chance that it kind of, the number of cases might decrease, but nothing can be told for certain, I think. Yeah.
So speaking about crimes, the another section of the crime we have to discuss is the online crimes. So like hacking and etc. So like hacking accounts. So like in social media, not only in social media, other hackings are happening in the net or the general web.
Yeah.
Do you think it will actually decrease, or do you think in such a advanced world or like in technological developed world, do you think it will be very difficult to find all these hackers and punish them?
Yeah, definitely, Krishna, it is going to be very, very difficult to catch some of these people, or it's not going to be very, very easy at all, because obviously even right now it is very difficult for us to actually catch a lot of these hackers, or rather some of these anonymous people, because obviously their identity remains hidden. So there's no way actually you can kind of pinpoint them, or at least even right now with the current technology which you have, it is difficult to actually track us. Hackers of any kind. So obviously in the near future we can imagine that it is only going to be even harder, because obviously as we go more and more into a technologically integrated world, it would be fair to assume that it would be very difficult to kind of control internet as a whole, because it's like such a very big entity. It is basically equivalent to an ocean, so kind of monitoring a small aspect of it, or at least monitoring a certain section of it, is itself a very big task at hand. So I definitely can imagine a future where we get a lot of hacking or a lot of these online frauds especially, and I think it is only going to increase as we move towards more and more technological evolution, and I don't see there being any end to it. I can only see lot more cases spiking up every single day in the near future. Yeah.
So, and another question I want to ask you is that according to the hacking happening in the online websites, so don't the cyber security improve themselves in catching all these hackers online?
Yeah, the cyber security indeed can do something, but I don't think they also have their own limitations. I guess even they can probably monitor a tiny section of the society, or at least a small part of it at least, which they can control. But still, as we already know, internet is such a big vast resource. It is equivalent to an ocean, as I told before. So it is very difficult to actually nab some kind of a criminal online, because obviously the identity is remained, as I told before. So I think as we move more and more towards a technologically integrated world, it is going to be even harder and harder to actually catch some of these people, and I don't think the government can actually do something about it, or it's not going to obviously be an easy task at hand, because obviously internet laws are very strict, very flexible internet laws. So I think even though we may have even if the government kind of sets up some kind of agency or private institution to actually handle all of these internet affairs such as internal crimes, I still think it's going to be very difficult to control it, because as I told before, as technology expands, the amount of e-crimes, hacking, internet frauds is obviously going to increase along with it. Yeah.
So speaking about the next type of crime in our society is that the main industry that gets affected by crime is that movie piracy. So most of the movies, we know that there are many online websites which used to leak all these movies before its release or on the day of its release. So this actually causes a very big problem to the producers, distributors and all the theater owners.
Yeah.
So why would people go to a theater and spend so much money and watch a movie? Rather, they can sit at home and watch the movie in their device. So this is the thought of the people according to the movie piracy. So this is a very huge loss for them. So
yeah.
do you think in such a advanced technological world, all these movie piracy group will be actually caught by the police, or like there will be a actual end for this movie piracy?
Hi Krishna, I think the piracy laws in the future will definitely be much more stricter, and I think it is not going to be very easy also to actually obtain illegal kind of these movie streaming. It is not even possible. I think it would not be even possible in that point of future, because I think most of the people would not even want to actually watch movie via piracy, I think, because obviously we have a lot of these OTT platforms right now, and most of these platforms generally are pretty cheap also. Like even the common man can afford it. It has not become a luxury to afford some of these OTT platforms. So I think the end of piracy will definitely be the OTT platforms, because obviously there is a lot of things which release on that. Even early releases are these days possible in those kinds of platforms. So I think people need not even depend on piracy, because the main thing why people actually grow was just because most of these people could not watch the movie in the theaters, or obviously they could not watch it on first day basis, so they were kind of impatient. So that's why the kind of piracy initially kind of blew up. So since that kind of part of the picture is completely gone, since we have these platforms where we can watch at the comfort of our home. So I don't think piracy will exist anymore, and even though people will kind of do it, obviously there's not going to be an actual end to it. We still will get some of these media kind of things via piracy. That will definitely be very less, and even the police also will have very strict laws to kind of nab all of these people who do it. So to brief all of this in a short, I definitely think piracy will definitely come to an, at least in the next, already it is dead, I think, like most of the things already do not come, like most of the content is not pirated these days, it's all official. So I think definitely there is an end to piracy, I can definitely see it in the future.
So speaking about all the online crimes, I want to ask you is that there is this part of this phase of this online platforms, it is called as the dark web. So we know that the guns and the drugs have been traded in such a place where in internet they actually do trading of guns and other illegal things, and they actually kind of do experiments using humans,
yeah,
actually to make out their experiments. So the dark web uses bitcoins as a transfer of money,
yeah,
in online platforms. So do you think the dark web will actually come to an end, and cybersecurity will figure out a way to actually catch all these dark web websites and their uploaders? So do you think will it actually happen, or do you think all these activities will prolong in the future, so like speaking about in 4 to 5 decades?
No, Krishna, I don't think there's going to be an end to dark web, because for the people who don't know what it is kind of like this subsection of network, or basically this overlay of a network which is kind of hidden to the public or not visible to the naked eye, and it is not part of the Google search engine also, it's a separate kind of an entity, but it is still part of like the entire basis of it just still comes under the umbrella of internet, but it is such a secluded place which only few people have access to, and not everybody actually needs to access, because it usually involves it usually is used for illegal gun trades, for pornography and more things which we cannot even imagine, and that's why the dark web is mainly used for. So the main problem which every person or any kind of a law enforcement agency will encounter with this is that it is so very hell hidden that you actually require a specific kind of a software, you require a specific kind of a browser, you need to have a lot of these prerequisites to actually go into the dark web, and it is also like finding a needle in a haystack basically, because assume the internet to be the haystack and dark web is just like a needle in it. So actually figuring it out, actually going into it is the very big thing, and actually kind of bringing the people down or the bad people down in that in that kind of network is the even harder thing, because since everybody goes by anonymous or everybody has aliases on that kind of internet overlay, so it's going to be very difficult for any kind of a police department or any kind of a department as a whole to actually monitor dark web. So I don't think there will never be an end to it, and it will only keep on increasing, and probably we can see a point in the future where it will probably be kind of like a common occurrence where everybody will start talking about it, everybody will be probably using it, because I think I can imagine a pretty dark future if technology kind of goes this way, and I think dark web is one thing which will never ever cease to exist as long as technology is there, I think, yeah.
So speaking about the crimes, we spoke about the online crimes. So like physical crimes, if you see, do you think we will actually develop advanced security systems in the future to tackle all these crimes in the future?
Yeah, Krishna, I can definitely imagine a lot of these companies, a lot of these security companies, especially coming up with more and more fancy solutions or more and more creative and better solutions. Because even though we are not extremely good in terms of the actual security services these days, we do have CCTV surveillance cameras, but they are not very, very highly efficient, as people already have figured out alternative ways to kind of figure out a way to hack the CCTV cameras also, or find a loophole behind it. So we'll probably come up with new kind of technologies, especially some of these companies where they kind of store high profile data, or some of these very companies which do not want to leak any kind of confidential information. So we can definitely see some of these sensor type technologies, because even though we do use sensors right now, but not everyday life, or rather we do not use sensors on everyday life, basically where we do not implement it in our houses, it is not used every single place, it is just used in some of these scientific laboratories and places of extremely high confidential data storage. So definitely I feel there is a future for sensor based type technological advancements, especially in security. But apart from that, I don't know what is going to happen, but I'm very sure, I'm very confident that security will definitely increase in the future. I'm pretty sure about it.
So speaking about the technological advancement and the future world where everything around us is actually technology, so like everything will get modernized or like advanced in the future according to technology. The main question I want to ask you is that we now still are having CCTV cameras in the areas, so like public areas, and to monitor traffic system for traffic control. So speaking about in 4 to 5 decades, do you think all these security cameras will actually develop? So like we now have CCTV cameras, and if you take 100 crimes, only 10 of it actually get to get captured in all these CCTV cameras, and most of the time we get to see only blurry image or like blurry video of the attacker in the public areas. So yeah. Speaking about the advancement in technology into 4 to 5 decades, do you think all these security cameras will actually develop, and there will be a street by street monitoring system in the CCTV cameras?
Yeah, definitely, Krishna. I can imagine a future where basically every street or basically every street corner or every house especially has one camera at least. Because the only problem right now which prevents people to actually own CCTV cameras is the actual cost, because it is still pretty costly to actually have a CCTV camera, or at least have a camera which is of good quality, because that market is still, even though a lot of people do buy it, it is still pretty difficult for any kind of a private house owner or any kind of a normal man, even a middle class man, it's very difficult for him to actually buy one. So obviously, as we move more and more into the future, we probably see affordability in terms of the security market, and I think you would definitely come to a point where every public place, or basically every single place, including our homes or offices or any kind of a public establishment for that instance, will definitely have a camera at least, because obviously we would need it also, maybe because it's like become a compulsion right now. And obviously, we use those data, especially for, and some of the data basically is very, very crucial for some of these police investigations. So I can imagine every street at least, or every kind of a public place at least, to have CCTV cameras in the future. Yeah.
So we spoke about crimes like online crimes or physical crimes and rapes and many things in this episode. And the last thing in this episode I want to ask you is that do you think all the punishment for all these crimes will actually improve, or like will it develop, or like will it be increased or strict in the upcoming future? So like in 4 to 5 decades, we also have punishment or like judiciary system which punishes all these crimes. So do you think will it be more strict in the future?
Yeah, definitely, Krishna. I can see very stringent laws being imposed on some of these e-frauds or any kind of these hacking kind of crimes, especially because obviously we'll see more of it in the future. Obviously, it's going to increase only exponentially day by day. So I can imagine the government coming up with some kind of policy at least to counter this, and we need to actually have a policy, because we cannot keep condoning this, or rather we cannot keep having more and more people do this, because obviously this goes on to being internet fraud also, this goes to banking fraud, this goes to a lot of things which can like completely affect our life. It could kind of rob your life, it could completely change your life in basically like a minute or two. So it is very, very very, very deadly actually, and it is very, very risky or dangerous also. Some people do not recognize it. So I can definitely imagine the government definitely doing something or setting up some kind of a private body, or at least kind of like giving some of their resources to private bodies, especially which is basically especially run just for monitoring internet activity. And probably they'll be divided into individual sections where each kind of body in that private organization is responsible for each and every kind of a crime. So for example, one of those bodies could be responsible for bank frauds, and one of it could be responsible for some of these hacking kind of an issues, where company hacking issues, or one of these could be responsible for domestic abuse or any kind of a thing which involves the day-to-day life of people in general. So obviously I can imagine the government doing something like that in the future, even though it may be very difficult to actually control it. But I can definitely see a positive hope, at least in terms of the control, or rather the control in the actual utilization of internet. Yeah. So yeah, guys, that will be the end of the podcast today. Thank you so much for listening to it. And also make sure you listen to this podcast on Spotify also. We also would appreciate if you would listen to it and follow it also, because we've been putting a lot of effort. We've been improving it. We are on our 18th and 19th episode now. And also make sure you please listen to it on YouTube also. Please make sure you subscribe and like it also. And even if you have any kind of suggestions, any criticisms or anything for that instance, you could please comment it in the comment sections down below. So that will be it for today, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.